Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. President Trump heads to Arizona to campaign today. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is staying in Delaware, where he will give remarks focused on the pandemic. NPR's Scott Detrow has more.
It's no surprise amid a global pandemic, but both candidates have been focusing on the coronavirus in the final days of the race. President Trump has repeatedly downplayed the virus, saying Tuesday in Wisconsin, Nebraska, and Michigan that the media overhypes it and that most cases aren't serious. Biden says Trump never really tried to get the pandemic under control and is vowing to put together a testing-based national plan to do so. Biden said in Georgia yesterday that he wants to shut the virus down, not the economy. The U.S. is averaging about 70,000 new cases a day, and hospitalizations are rising, too. Cases are especially high in several key states on the presidential map, like Wisconsin. Scott Detrow, NPR News, Wilmington, Delaware.
Hurricane Zeta is headed for the Louisiana coast. Its top sustained winds are at 90 miles per hour. Zeta is expected to make landfall this afternoon, not far from New Orleans. Farther west, an ice storm warning is still up for central Oklahoma. The weather is supposed to warm up today, but National Weather Service meteorologist Vivek Mahale says melting ice is creating dangerous conditions in Oklahoma.
The ice acts like a cast. You know, the tree branches droop over, and they might stay attached to the tree. However, they might be attached just purely kind of due to the ice being there. And once that ice weakens and starts melting a bit, it makes it more prone for breaking and that tree branch to come down.
The ice storm is part of a major winter storm that hit the Rockies and part of the plains. Powerful winds have subsided in Northern California. That has let the utility Pacific Gas and Electric restore power. From member station KQED, Raquel Maria Dillon reports it was cut off so power lines wouldn't trigger new wildfires.
PG&E is working to restore electricity to about 345,000 customers who were without power during the worst windstorm of the year. Crews and aircraft are inspecting lines to make sure it's safe to turn the power back on. In Napa County, Public Works Director Stephen Lederer says roads and infrastructure didn't sustain too much damage.
I expect it's probably because we've removed a number of trees following the LNU, the Hennessy fire, and the Glass fire. This turned out better than expected, something I've not been able to say this year very many times.
Forecasters predict calm weather through the weekend, but no rain to end the wildfire season. For NPR News, I'm Raquel Maria Dillon in Oakland.
On Wall Street, stocks are sharply lower. Investors are rattled by the spreading pandemic. The Dow Jones Industrials are down more than 3%. So is the NASDAQ and the S&P 500. This is NPR News. Members of the Pennsylvania National Guard have been deployed in Philadelphia after a second night of violent protests. These came after a fatal police shooting of a black man on Monday. Early protests in Philadelphia on Tuesday were peaceful. Some activists met with the city's police chief. Later, some protesters clashed with police officers and some looting was reported at scattered places in Philadelphia. Chinese officials are reporting their highest number of new coronavirus cases in more than 2 months. Most of them stem from a mysterious outbreak in the western region of Xinjiang. NPR's Emily Fang reports officials there have locked down a major city.
China reported 49 cases Wednesday. 27 of those cases came from travelers returning from overseas. The remaining 22 stem from Kashgar, an old Silk Road town. 138 asymptomatic cases have been discovered in Kashgar, but China does not count them in its COVID statistics until they develop symptoms. Authorities dispatched to investigate the outbreak said it began in a small clothing factory. Thousands of such satellite factories, as they are called, have been set up in the last 3 years across Xinjiang, where hundreds of thousands of ethnic minorities have been detained. Many of those detainees are sent to such factories after being released. Emily Fang, NPR News, Beijing.
The Los Angeles Dodgers are this year's winner of the World Series. L.A. defeated the Tampa Bay Rays 3-1 in Game 6 of the Fall Classic. It was played at a neutral field in Arlington, Texas, at the end of a pandemic-shortened season. Just 2 weeks ago, the Los Angeles Lakers also clinched the NBA championship. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.